Jesus said to his disciples, I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, to all the dads out there, happy Father's Day. I hope that all of you will have a wonderfully blessed day, surrounded by family and friends. While the secular world celebrates Father's Day, today we celebrate our Heavenly Father, but not just the Father. Today we celebrate the Father, Son, and Spirit, three in one, the most holy Trinity. Next week, it will have been 7 years since I was ordained, and often in those 7 years, I've been asked what I enjoy most as a deacon. And without a doubt, my answer is always the same, baptisms. I love baptisms. There's a book that we priests and deacons use for the rite of baptism. It contains everything we need to say and do, all the prayers, the rituals, and actions. And on the last page of my book, I have a note with the name Sawyer, the name of the very first child I baptized. He was just a small infant, just a few weeks old, a cute little face laying there, almost overwhelmed by his baptismal gown. But I must say, Sawyer was very quiet, a very well-behaved little one. In fact, he didn't cry at all, which is a good thing because I did. He was quiet and calm. I was nervous and excited as I could be. But baptisms still excite me. I still love baptisms. They're always such a wonderful, happy occasion, a day of tremendous possibility, a day of hope. At baptisms, it's all about that little one being welcomed into God's church. And one of the very first things we do at a baptism is put the sign of the cross on the forehead of that infant. And we ask the parents and godparents to do the same. And when we go to the font for the actual baptism, there's something very particular, very specific about the words we say. It's called the Trinitarian formula. We say, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. It's not a valid baptism unless those exact words are said. In fact, when people come to us and ask to become Catholic, one of the first things we must ask them is if they were baptized and how they were baptized. And if they were baptized in a tradition that does not use that Trinitarian formula, then we do not in the Catholic Church accept that baptism. Today, we celebrate the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. And when we try to talk about the Trinity, it's very easy to get confused or try to delve into some deep theology. It's one of the most complex and nuanced doctrines of our faith. It's hard to wrap our head around the notion of one God in three persons, much less try to stand here and explain it. Saints and scholars have wrestled for this understanding for centuries. But if you want to understand how important the Trinity is, remember your own baptism. From the very beginning as our lives as Christians, we were each sealed in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Without the Trinity, our baptism doesn't count. It signifies the extraordinary importance the Church places on this singular belief, this one great dogma, one God in three persons. It all comes down to the Trinity. And that's why today we celebrate this glorious feast, 1 week after the Holy Spirit descended on the apostles, 1 week after the Pentecost. For now, the Trinity has been fully revealed to a waiting world, Father, Son, and Spirit. When you came into church this morning, I'm willing to bet that most of you did something you didn't even think about. You dipped your fingers into holy water and made the sign of the cross, silently thinking or saying, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. But it's not just a gesture we do when we enter church. It's not just a gesture that we use to show reverence. And it's not just a sign that we're Catholic. It's actually a reminder and a renewal of our own baptism. The words I said 7 years ago over Little Sawyer, the words the priest or deacon said over each of you as water was poured over your heads, the words that made each of us a member of the body of Christ. Every time we speak those words, we, rechristen ourselves. We unite ourselves with God in his three persons. And whatever we say or do after that is done in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We each become an icon of the Blessed Trinity. It's an incredible gift, but like so much in our faith, it's also an incredible responsibility. Just think of what that simple gesture means. We touch our heads for the Father, the one whose love created our very being and brought life into us. We touch our hearts for the Son, the one whose unceasing love took him to the cross, the one who taught us how to hope and how to love as the Father does. We touch our shoulders for the Holy Spirit, the one who gives us strength and even carries us upon his shoulders, the one who enables us to fight evil and act in Christ as Christ, eyes, arms, and legs in our world, empowering us to share his word and his love. But really, we should not be making the sign of the cross. We should be praying the sign of the cross. For with those words, we reaffirm our faith and pledge to the best of our ability to use our gifts to serve God and our fellow men. We acknowledge all that he is, all that he does, three in one. God the Father is with us here today in the hearts and minds of his people. God the Son is here in sacred scripture and in the Eucharist that we are about to receive. And God the Holy Spirit is here in the confidence, courage, and piety that bind us together and send us forth into our world as the body of Christ. The Trinity sends a strong message to a selfish and skeptical world. The Trinity reminds us that all we need is here. For here is truth. Here is hope. Here is peace. Here is love. And here is found everlasting life. Near the end of the baptism ritual, there's a beautiful and touching moment when the parents and godparents receive a lit candle. The priest or deacon say, "Receive the light of Christ." As I was thinking about that, I was reminded of something the great Anglican preacher John Wesley once said in regard to the Trinity. He explained the Trinity this way, very simply, as three candles coming together, making one very bright light, a guiding beacon for the lost and the lonely. As baptized children of God, I pray that we may all bask in that light. In times of trouble and temptation, may we always turn to that light, and may we always reflect that light into our troubled world. And every time you make the sign of the cross, I pray that the hope and joy of your own baptism will come back to you and remain with you always. It's the name of the one God in three persons, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity.